Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Get your Rocket Mortgage on, son. Our toll-free hotline, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money. Switch to Geico. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Don't forget to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. Killer picks and everything. Bowl season's coming. 4 weeks left in the NFL pain day locks. I've had a great year. Everybody knows it. Documented. 6 of the 13 weeks over 70%. Just raking. You get it all. College rack, pro hoops, NHL, boxing, MMA. Incredible price. Better results. PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard in handicapping. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife because you'll be making lots. You hear the fans. They all tell the truth. It's simple. You don't have to listen to me. Listen to the fans. Thanks for making me tons of money, Pharrell. No problem. Stash that. Keep that away. Keep those stacks away from that lady. She'll spend that money, son. She's evil. She's the devil. Anyway, Mavi, very disappointing tonight. Carver High with his early. He just completely took a loss tomorrow for the Pharrell Ballers. He just like, I mean, just conceding the game already. Mavi is our big man. Nothing like having your big 6'5", 240 say we have no chance, game over. We're just going to go sweat and lose. Very disappointed. Ever since he got that new car, he doesn't have any time to play or to win or anything else. Why is it? I get it. It's because our star player is not going to be there pouring in 35.
Well, yeah, that definitely hurts us for sure. I mean, it's not that I haven't had time. I haven't always been welcome to play, so.
Maybe I'll chuck. I always invite you.
You always do, yeah.
I'll chuck 30 shots tomorrow if that's what it takes. And I'll make 20 of them.
If you have that opportunity, there's other players on our team that sure will be chucking 30.
Oh, you mean on our team?
Yeah.
Like who?
Money will put up like 30, 35 tomorrow.
I don't have a problem with that. He makes them. The bottom line is that he and I have to score. That's all there is to it. And then you need to have some positivity, Mr.
Boy, Johnny's probably going to put up like 20 himself, too.
Who is?
Shots, not points. Johnny.
God. He's another one that shoots a lot.
High volume, low percentage.
He misses a lot of ducks. He'll miss that little five-footer like no one's been.
He likes to try to force it up. Once Brendan's not there, he puts upon himself to try to take over.
How about he'll pull up from three, this guy. Never make one of them.
He can't shoot threes like me.
You made one at
one
least.
One for one.
I make a lot of them. Honestly, man, I can fire away, son. I got that stroke. I got that deep stroke. I got that big shot, big game change, son. Step back. Look out. Anyway, big game tomorrow night, Pharrell Ballers. You can catch the action on Facebook Live on Pharrell on a Bench / Facebook.com/PharrellOnTheBench. Check it out. We'll film the game. Your boy Slate now helps me out, Mafia. Did you know that... He was going to help me out and do the whole thing on Wednesday if I wasn't going to be there. Now I am going to be there, and he'll still help me because when he's not in the game, he films.
He enjoys it.
Yeah, he enjoys it. Everyone else on the team refuses to help.
Although he does like Chop does, where he'll start responding to the comments of the people like they want to hear from him.
Yeah, like, we're a big fan, Pharrell. We love you. Scott really appreciates your support
cheesy his responses too.
It's so dripping wet. Thanks so much. Your listening is an appreciated matter. We love all of you dearly. Send in your postcards today. Anyway, it's kind of cheesy. I'm scared to death when my boy pulls up and shoots. Oh God, he's got the Jerry
Can
West.
Can you call it a pull up?
He's got the Jerry West free throw shot. He chucks it from his knees. Got the underhanded shot. Or it's like a shot put shot?
It's like from the chest, yeah.
Shot put jumper. That's a problem. Theo in Baltimore, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
For real, I looked around, I listened, and I've come to the conclusion that you are Radio Royal.
Come on.
Now, next question. You're rich. You got $1 billion, maybe a couple, two
right,
or three of them.
Right.
What current team would you buy, and what current NFL or college coach would you make as the head coach of your team, if that were the case?
If I could buy a team, I would either buy the Cowboys or the Raiders, and I would probably do what they're going to do, is hire Lincoln Riley, I guess. I'm not convinced that he's going to, change the world like everybody else, that he's just going to automatically. Everybody thought Kingsbury was going to do great, and I never thought he was going to do great.
If Brady became eligible in that case, would you take him?
What you mean, if I bought a team and could have a new quarterback, would I take Tom Brady?
Brady's contract is up.
I wouldn't. I think his days are numbered.
Brady, you wouldn't take him?
No, because he's going to play for like a year, in my opinion, one more year. That's it. And I need someone that's going to be around for a while. I would take, I would certainly take Russell Wilson. And I think there's other, good quarterbacks around the league for sure. But I'm not going to take the oldest guy in the league that's got nothing left.
Well,
I mean, I think he's the greatest quarterback that ever lived. But you're talking about, would I buy a team and who do I want to run the team as a quarterback? I'm not getting some guy for one season. If I was going to buy a team, I'd want a quarterback that I could run with for at least 7 years.
So you wouldn't sign him to a long-term deal once his contract.
What do I have to do, man? Put up a billboard for you? I mean, you just don't believe me, apparently. Carver High, is that what's happening here? I told him no, 30 times.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
You don't want him on your fictional.
So let's stop with the fictional Pharrell owns a team BS, okay? I don't own anything. I got a snowblower. I mean, what do I own? I got a bunch of basketballs. I got some LeBron basketball shoes. I got a nice jumper. I got a center that thinks we're going to lose every time we play.
Not every time, just against the stacked loaded team.
You know, your boy Coco's not playing in that game tomorrow.
I did not know that. That changes things.
He tore his calf. He's out.
That guy gets injured more than anyone I've ever heard of.
He's
always out for 6-8 months, and all of a sudden he's back next week.
Well, he said he's out for the rest of the year, but he'll be in the championship game. I guarantee you that. He'll show up for that. But when he gets injured, he turns it into a physical therapy story where he has to go for PT and do all that.
He puts all the x-rays on Facebook.
Right.
And, oh, yeah.
No one cares about your injuries, bro.
There ain't no comeback of the year trophy.
The only time people care about your injuries is how long is he going to lay on the floor and do we have to wipe it up? Can you just get him off the floor? Do you remember when the guy broke his foot we were in the semis?
The ankle, right?
He broke his ankle and his foot was going the wrong way. And I was like, I think it's broke, man. How long do you think you'll be laying there? Can we just move you over to the side or something and keep playing? Would that be all right? And they're like, don't touch him. I'm like, how long is this going to take? I'm soaking wet. I'm playing. I'm like, what? Are we going to stand here all night and wait for the ambulance? That's what they did. Remember, I had to leave. I couldn't even finish the game. I had to go to work. So my team finished the deal and won anyway. But John in Florida, or Joe, sorry, Joe.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey,
you are
buddy.
The man.
How can I be the man when you're the man? It's impossible.
Hey, can I get a quick Scotch Neat?
Scotch Neat, right.
I got to, first off, I want to say God bless Pharrell on a bench.com.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it.
I have hit it from the wife, and I am very, very happy.
That's great. I think it's, a year-round thing. It's filling up your gas tank once and getting a month of just making money.
Yeah, I just call it green fees.
That's what I'm talking about, brother.
Hey, listen, I got a comment about the Steelers, but first, I really appreciate how much more you've gotten Carver High on the show here lately.
I think he's curious. Always been on the show. I don't even know. You guys are, let me just be clear. Someone was asking me about this today, as a matter of fact. Mafia was there. I was having dinner with these important people, and they said, you really, let your guys talk a lot. And I was like, is there any other way? I mean, the problem I have is that everyone thinks they're a genius and then thinks they're so wonderful, and they just can't get enough of listening to themselves talk. And I just think the show's better. All these years, I've always done it. When I did every show I've ever done, they've all been, for 35 years, I've had everyone talking on the show with me. I do a roundhouse talk show. Everyone talks. Everyone gets involved. We all have fun. It's very entertaining. People dig it. And then I think these guys that think it's all about me, I don't like callers, I don't need callers to be good. All these genius program directors that sit around giving everyone advice all day, they need to go have a martini and shut the Pharrell up. Because I don't need, you know, advice on entertaining people. I think I've cornered the market, thanks. And I've had my guys on the air always. And I think Carver, I, and Mavi have always been on this show, and they've always contributed at a high level. I like having them on. I think they're both great. They should host the show when I'm not here. That's all there is to it. And then I got all these geniuses around me that think they know better. And I don't, you know, respect any of them. Okay, so just so we're clear, like that doesn't mean I'm a jerk. That doesn't mean I have an attitude problem. That just doesn't mean that I'm this horrible person, because I get that too all the time. I hear about how I got a real bad attitude. And actually, it's just that I don't respect you, so I think you're a tool, and I don't listen to you. How does that sound? Have a sandwich. Go eat some ice cream or something. I'm not listening to you. I've been doing this longer than anybody. Shut up. I don't want to listen to you. Mind your own business. Have a bowl of cereal or something. Tell your dog. Then people tell me I got an attitude problem. I've been hearing that since I've been 15 years old. I got an attitude problem. Kiss my ass, okay? I'll beat your face. Can you imagine? Let me just tell you something. There's so many people that do this that are horrible, and I'm not one of them. Thanks. And take that to the bank. Go replay this show 50 times tomorrow, and then why don't you call me up and tell me how bad my attitude is? Jesus Christ. Jay in Dallas, God bless all the children.
Happy holidays, guys. I hope everything's good. Let's finish out this year, man, and start strong 2020.
Yeah, let's all try to stay positive here.
Hey, check this out, man. Hey, this college football season, man, it was a little bit – I mean, the quality was very, very low to me, man. Okay, so when they advertised it, the Auburn-Oregon game, it was too – I mean, Oregon's not good. Auburn, I mean, they were who they were. I mean, the two-seed loss. I mean, the Florida in Miami, that was just – that was horrible. That wasn't good at all. I think the first game we actually got a good matchup – where everybody was like, okay, now I'm watching college football, was LSU and Auburn. I mean, and then Clemson wasn't all that good, and Ohio State, they have been playing absolutely god-awful teams. I mean, Michigan's horrible. I mean, there's no one in the Big Ten who's even going to give them a game that can be close to LSU and Alabama.
I don't disagree with anything you've said.
And Georgia losing to South Carolina, I'm like, well, I mean – this season has been like
let me just say this. All right, fair enough, Jay. Is that everyone has the capability every Saturday of laying an egg? There's no getting around it. Any team can lose. You can have the greatest teams ever. Like, you know, Alabama just lost. No one ever thinks they're going to lose. I didn't think they were going to lose. They did. I never thought that Georgia would lose to South Carolina, but they did. These things happen. They're called upsets, and they're called failures. You know, you go and lay an egg, you failed. You turnovers, mistakes, a botched play, this or that. You know, these things happen. If they didn't happen, there'd be no such thing as sports. There'd be no such thing as college football. Like, it's like saying every week you should win every game by 40 and blow everyone out and never lose a game. If everyone just won every game they ever played, it wouldn't even be fun. It wouldn't even be fun to watch football. The reason we watch football is we wait for that day when the best teams get knocked off, or where there's a great game or a thrilling game or an overtime or double overtime game. We love close games. Like the Clemson National Championship, remember when they scored with 4 seconds left? That was great football. I want to see, you know, when Texas beat USC with no time left to win the national championship at the Rose Bowl, whatever it was. Right? These are the moments we live for. But any team can lose, even though you don't maybe believe that. Well, sure enough, Georgia lost to South Carolina. And everybody's like, oh, it should have never happened. But it did happen. So, you know, whatever. These things happen. It's no different than college basketball. Stephen F. Austin pulled it off, right? And, you know, remember when Valvano, they won the national championship. They shouldn't have won that game against Hakeem and all those guys, right? Isn't that what it was? And then they did. They got it done. So upsets, shocking games, things like that, that's what makes sports awesome. I agree with everything you say, but, like, I don't really agree with the South Carolina thing. South Carolina beat them. And, you know, they beat them in Athens, no less, didn't they? I think they beat them in Athens. So No one saw it coming, and it was a great upset. And, you know, I think it's probably, I could be wrong, but did it save that guy's job? Muschamp, how do you fire a guy that beats Georgia in Athens? I mean, first of all, how do you beat them to begin with? How do you compete with them in the SEC in Alabama when you're at South Carolina, right? I mean, you just don't get the players. You can't. And obviously, Jim Harbaugh has that problem in Ann Arbor. He just, you know, let's stop with this nonsense that Michigan recruits like Ohio State does, because they don't. Ohio State drafts, you know, they get guys going to the NFL draft. They recruit NFL players. Michigan recruits really good high school players, right? Ohio State recruits guys that are going to the NFL. That's where they're going. This is just a stopgap. It's Pharrell on the Bench on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, I just told a mafia that went to dinner with me tonight, and we went to dinner in New Jersey with some powerful people, and I had a steak. I thought the fries were really good with my steak. Did you notice I had big fries, too?
Yeah, you had the big steak fries, yeah.
God, those things were huge. It was awesome. Was your food good?
My food was good, yeah. I enjoyed it.
I thought it was pretty good. I think when I, you know, get dressed up and everything, first of all, chicks dig me. So when I get dressed up, wherever I go, chicks get crazy around me.
And if you put on pants, you deserve a steak.
Right. And I never wear pants. So I'm wearing pants tonight, which is a shocking development for people, because I believe pants are the end of your onions. I really do. If you wear pants every day, you'll squeeze off your supply, your life supply of lifeness. Kickers.
Anyway, you got two kids.
What's that?
You got two kids, you're done with them.
Listen, dude, I don't want any more kids. Thanks.
Right, so you should be wearing pants more often, just
I know
to make sure.
You do. You're like a farmer. You want to have like 20 of them. So,
I only have one. It's not like I have five already. Yeah.
Well, I know you're going to have about four.
It's not like
four.
Our boy down the hall that already has six.
I think you'll have four when it's all said and done. So there you go. The over-under's three more. You're getting married next year. I guarantee you three more at least.
We'll see. We're starting late on that, so.
Yeah, whatever. Well, you'll have at least two more.
Probably.
Don't come crying to me with all this time off either. I don't care about all that stuff. I care about the birth of children and love and Easter eggs, but nothing else. Kickers are worse than ever. The league-wide NFL goal, you know, field goal success rate is 79%, down significantly from last season's 84.7%. The success rate on extra points this season is 93%, down from 94% last year. Now, there is no way I believe for 1 minute that that's true, that 93% of them they make. Christ, I see them miss, 10 every week? I see missed extra points left and right. I don't believe those numbers. Yeah, I think they're 90%.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of those kicks. I know there's a lot more misses than there used to be, but
right.
There's still a large volume of extra point kicks.
The field goal accuracy decline of 4.8% is the steepest decline in NFL history from one season to next. So in Portuguese, that means the NFL kickers suck. And so it's bad. The steepest decline is on field goals of 50 yards or longer. Kickers are making just 53% of those after making 63% last year. 10% drop off. And Adam Vinatieri, he's struggled all year. I don't even want to talk about him. The guy that everyone basically counts on the most is Tucker. He's the best. And the guy, what's his name, Butker, the guy for the Chiefs?
He's pretty good.
He seems like he can kick in the wind. And
I don't think anybody's in Tucker's class right now.
Yeah, no one's in the same league as that guy. And they pay him a lot of money to do that. I said to Mafia today, if you want to, or somebody I said this today, if you want to make money now, guaranteed money, get your kid to learn how to kick 55-yard field goals with accuracy. And see, if a kid can kick now, and I mean really good. Did you see the high school kid in Hawaii the other day kick a 55-yarder to win the state championship in overtime? He made it. What?
I did not.
Oh, well, he did. He made a state championship field goal, 55 yards. It hit the crossbar, and it went through. And they went, you know, ape shack when the kid hit it. If you can kick 55-yarders in high school, you're going to go D1, and then you can write your ticket to the NFL, because the NFL has a severe problem. They're lacking in talent in the field goal department. There are guys just completely freaked out mentally, too, by lining up those extra points. I've never seen anything like it. These guys shanking these kicks. You notice in an NFL game now, they'll say, here he is, 34-yarder. This is to tie the game. This is it, right? They've got it down to the 30. They're good to go. Here we go. We're headed to overtime. Whoops. Shank. I mean, guys are missing them left and right. Every time I see a field goal anywhere, 40 yards, 30 yards, I'm scared to death. Especially as a bettor. How many of these extra points they miss change the betting angle on a game? It's insanity. It really is. Justin Fields' knee's hurting. It's not going to keep him out of the Big Ten title game. Of course it isn't, because they're going to kick their ass and then go play in the playoff for a national championship. The thing about that team is there's two things, Dobbins and that defense. And Fields is already a badass. But if his knee's so bad, drop back, throw it. He's got great receivers. Or drop back, hand off, Dobbins does the rest. That guy will run for 200 yards in a semifinal in a national championship game. That guy is a horse. He's an absolute badass. And they got a huge offensive line. And their defense, good luck. I mean, did you see Michigan trying to get, like, move the ball or get first downs? It was like trying to climb Mount Everest. Like, their defense is no joke. I'll tell you what, though. Everybody brags about them like they're unbeatable. I think LSU and Clemson can both beat them. I mean it. And Georgia, too. I think they all can beat them. Don't tell me Ohio State's invincible because they beat all these crappy Big Ten teams. The guy that called up tonight and said the rest of the Big Ten sucks, he's the best caller of the night because he's right. The rest of those teams suck, and Michigan sucks, too. They do. They suck. Oh, congratulations. You beat Indiana. Congrats. Like you've done for 38 straight years, whatever the hell it is. Bottom line is, they all suck. The only team decent at all was, like, what, Wisconsin that they're playing? Because of Taylor, right? But they can't hang with them either. They beat their ass, too.
No, there's a big gap after Ohio State.
Iowa State announced a contract extension for Matt Campbell. That's a good move on their part. Miami announces a future home-and-home with South Carolina that nobody's going to be running to buy tickets to. Jimmy Lake gets the 5-year contract beginning with an annual guaranteed compensation package of $3 million at Washington. Nice deal. One day you're an assistant making nothing. The next day you're making $3 million for 5 years, $15 million. Not bad. How about Shiano? $8 million a year, $32 million for eight to coach that crap fest down in Piscataway.
Finish 11th in the Big Ten every year.
And make $32 million. You know what he's doing right now? He's having relations with his wife because he's raking the cash like leaves in his front yard. I mean, honestly.
Can you believe how much money these guys paid us to be the 11th best team in the Big Ten?
Take your clothes off. Let's go.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So we have a great podcast of the show. You can get it. It's like 2 hours, 10, 2:15, something like that. No commercials. It's just the whole show. It's Gandhi. People dig it. And you can get it on, radio.com? Is that where it is, Mafia? I can't remember.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, there you go. It's on radio.com. Here's another idea. We actually put the podcast out after the show, and you can get it on Twitter, at Scott Pharrell, at On the Bench CBS. So we do it after the show and tomorrow morning. You can get it as well. It'll be on there tomorrow. So you can listen to it, and it's on radio.com. Just search Pharrell on the Bench or whatever. It's very popular. And then when I'm not here, it tanks. When I am here, it's huge. It's one of the best, bar none, in the whole company, whatever you want to call it. And then when we're not here, it's an utter disaster. So here's the deal. People dig it. Check it out. You can get it after the show or the next day. You'll love it. Here's another thing. We're never preempted on these various apps, the CBS Sports app, the radio.com app, SiriusXM app, Channel 206. And Ask Alexa. They all work. We're always on all 4 hours. No questions asked on all four of those. And it's every night. No preemptions, no play-by-play, no sports interrupting me, no nothing. You want to hear the show? Automatic, go to those four. You're in. So I don't know if you know this or not, but Ruiz and Joshua 2 is this Saturday, I believe, in Abu Dhabi or Saudi Arabia or something they're fighting. I think it's in Saudi Arabia, and they're fighting for the second time. Of course, everybody knows what happened the first time. Ruiz beat him, kicked his ass, and What do you think, Carver? How do you think he can do it again? Or do you think Josh will even things up now, take him a little more seriously?
I hope he beats him again, but I don't think it'll happen.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it, because I can't stand Joshua.
He's a poser.
Just the way that he ducked, him and Wilder ducked each other forever, it just was ridiculous.
I think Wilder would kill him.
Yeah, after watching these guys both fight the last couple times, I think that's the case.
That guy, any way you slice it, I don't think he's a great boxer, but he's a great bomb-throwing, he'll hurt you. That guy, when he lands that big punch, you're done. I don't care who you are. If he lands that square on, you're finished. And I firmly believe he'll destroy Fury the second time. He'll take him out this time. He knocked him down twice in the first one. He'll do it again. This time the guy won't get up. You'll see. There you go. By the way, are you seeing the story tonight running after the fact that the NBA has screwed up that Rockets game? The Rockets are optimistic the NBA will take action after the referees mistakenly did not count a James Harden dunk in the win or in the loss, the double overtime loss to the Spurs. The Rockets are hopeful the league will either award the win to Houston due to the Rockets outscoring the Spurs in regulation or order that the final 7:50 be played again. Good luck with that.
This is something that happened earlier in the game, not that
earlier
time that we were
in regulation. His breakaway dunk with 7:50 left would have given the Rockets a 103-89 lead. The ball whipped through the back of the net and back over the rim before bouncing off, and the officiating crew mistakenly ruled that Harden missed the dunk and denied Houston coach Mike D'Antoni's attempt to challenge the call. Harden goes in for a dunk. The ball appears to us to pop back through the net, according to the crew chief, Jim Capers. When that happens, that's basket interference. To have a successful field goal, it must clear the net. We have since come in, looked at it. He dunked it so hard, the net carried it back over the rim a second time. So, in fact, it did clear the net and should have been a successful field goal. Then they just gave a bunch of rhetoric how they screwed it up, and there's some rule that D'Antoni had 30 seconds to, challenge it, and D'Antoni said he did challenge it, and they ignored him, and D'Antoni's basically saying they blew him off, and I've always felt that the NBA refs suck to begin with. They're a corrupt bunch to begin with. I don't care what anybody says. They're terrible. And you can take that to the bank, too. You can tell them I said so. They screw up. I mean, the calls they make in these games are so... They butcher games, Sam the Butcher style. So here's the deal. They're not going to do a thing about that game. That's what they're going to do. That game's in the books, final, done. 135, 133.
They're not changing
anything. They're not changing anything. Name one time in history that they ever do it. They reverse a game and give... When does that happen besides never? There you go. Anyway, here's the story. James Harden, the greatest scorer of this era, they're calling him. De'Aaron Fox going to miss another 2-3 weeks with his ankle. I love watching that guy play. Mark Cuban talks about the challenge of ratings being down and reaching young viewers. He says it's because they're exclusively on cable and that everyone is cable cutting, right? That everyone is bolting cable television for streaming services, right? That's all people do. He said so it's killing their ratings. And he's like, young people don't watch cable, they stream, and that's it, right? And so he's saying, it's killing us. The majority of homes with millennials and younger in this household, they don't have traditional cable, so the number of options for them to get our games is minimal, and it's going to hurt our ratings because other than the MLS, we have the youngest viewing league. So Cuban says, the thing that we have to work on with our broadcast partners is they open it up for streaming. That makes life easier. That's a big discussion for everybody. It's worth checking out the entire, deal. They got to let them stream. Andrew Wiggins says, you always want to shut the people up that doubt you. They always doubted Andrew Wiggins. That guy's unstoppable. Now he's filling it up. Fear within the Raptors organization that Ujiri will leave for the Knicks. That'd be like going on a boat with a leak in it out in the middle of the ocean. I'd be scared to death to take that job if I were him. I don't care how much money you give him. That job's bad luck. Penguins injury problems mount. Hornqvist out again long term. That guy's injured like when the wind blows.
But they keep winning, so.
Best landing spots for Taylor Hall. Can you imagine they're going to deal this guy, Taylor Hall? How stupid are you? Seriously.
I mean, he's going to leave for nothing.
No matter what, you mean?
He's going to leave. He's a free agent next summer. He's given no indication that he wants to stay there. He just hasn't.
So he wants out of Jersey.
I mean, do you want him to end up the same thing that happened to the Islanders with Tavares? You lose him for nothing? It's just, you got to get something for him if you don't think you can re-sign him.
All right. Georgetown basketball players Josh LeBlanc and Galen Alexander allegedly received restraining orders in November, stemming from accusations of harassment and burglary, and a freshman, Myron Gardner, was accused of sexual harassment and assault, according to court filings. Wow, that's just not good. I don't like them to cover tomorrow then. Josh in Pittsburgh on the fan.
Yo, coming from Pittsburgh, Justin Tucker pisses me off.
I believe that.
Pharrell, can I get a shot and a beer?
Shot of beer, in but an iron, shot of beer, in but an iron, shot of beer, puke.
I love it. As an aspiring broadcaster, what y'all have is beautiful. Y'all are the best in the business. The reason I called, you said something about the Duck, and as much as I don't want to believe in the Duck, and as much as I want to believe he's going to screw it all up, that pass, you said it was the worst pass in the NFL you've seen all year.
No, I just said it's one of the worst that I've seen in certainly in a while.
Well, Deontay Johnson didn't run his route, and he looked like a deer in the headlights after it.
All right, fair enough, whatever. The guy, like, dude, he might as well have thrown it to my wife. It was so bad, that pass. I mean, honest to God. Dude, it was bad. Like, I'm like, what are you doing, bro? There's like 4 minutes left in the game. What are you doing, bro?
I know, man, but the slide, he didn't even slide. That was the worst part of the game.
Listen,
he didn't slide at the end of the game.
Guys,
he should have slid.
Listen, here's the deal. You guys keep, like, I like the kid. That's fine. Trust me, you. If you think they're going somewhere with that dude... they have nothing but problems at quarterback, if you ask me. Their defense is why they're winning. Their defense is why they're a good team. They're not even that good. They're 7-5. They're not that good. They're hanging by a thread for a playoff spot, right? They literally have to win 3 of their last 4, if you ask me, to have a shot. They got to win 10 games. No questions asked. And they got a tough game. Not this week, but they'll probably screw that up. They got a tough one with Buffalo. Have fun with that one. They have tough games. They got a game with the Ravens in Baltimore. Have fun with that one. They're not winning that game either. So, let's see Duck Hodges win in Baltimore. Good luck. Scott in Boston on EEI.
Scott, good morning. How are you, bro?
Hey, what's happening, Scotty?
I just wanted to throw my 2 cents and then get your response on this. Everyone thinks the Pats are done. They got 5 to 6 weeks to get these receivers in order before the playoffs. They're 10-2.
Right.
They got to straighten out fast. Now, Scotty, I know you like to gamble. I'm telling you right now, only a fool would bet against them this week in Foxborough -3.5. Have you not been watching this team for the past 20 years?
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against them. I'm not stupid. I bet on them all the time. Literally, I've like paid my mortgage with that team. Like, I mean, 1,000 times. Listen, I'm not stupid. They're a great team to bet on. They have covered for me left and right. Even in the Philly Super Bowl, I covered. Or what was the game that I ran back with the ticket with the? It was the Atlanta game. They were down 25 at the half. I still covered the. I covered the money line. I won that Super Bowl, and they were down 25 at the half. That team's won me more money than you can shake a stick at. I love betting on them. They're no joke, and they're not done. They're not finished. There's nothing wrong. Their defense has leaked a little in the last month, and I think that's been the difference. I think Brady's had a few average games. I didn't think he was bad last week, but I thought the Texans really, flat out outplayed them. I mean, it is what it is. They went on the road. They got outplayed. They got beat, hands down. Remy, a shot of Remy and Cali. Check out. Ooh.
Hey, Mr. Scotty, I'm telling you, I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Listen, you were right on like an arrow hitting a dartboard when you said this kicker stuff. These kickers, where in the hell are they thinking?
Right, they're terrible. I said, get a good kicker, find a good kicker and sign him and give him a bunch of money.
Excuse me, you were right about getting the kid to work out right now at 7 years old, man.
I mean, honestly, seriously, it's automatic. You get a kid that, listen, there's things in life you could do. All these guys are like, oh, my kid's going to the NFL. He's a lineman. Yeah, good luck. Here's the deal. If you can pitch left-handed and throw 3 or 4 different pitches and you can throw in the 90s, you're on your way. If you can kick a football 55 yards dead on, 10 out of 10 in the wind, you'll be rich. There you go. Mafia says I'm a loser because I've lost things today. I've left things behind. I've failed to grab the things I needed, and I've lost things, and I'm leaving a trail of failure everywhere. He also says my team's going to lose tomorrow before we even tip off. He's a quitter. And that's pretty much, I wanted to tell you I had horseradish mustard tonight with my turkey sandwich and sharp cheddar. I'm not a cheese fan. Cheese is for girls. But if there's enough horseradish mustard on it, I can avoid the complications. Carver High's rocking his Bills hat. He told me that in 2 weeks he's going to give me the finger when the Bills play the Steelers. But I've already had that happen before. When the Islanders swept the Penguins, he mooned me at work, which was a grieving situation. I walked out of the studio and he mooned me. It was awful. It was shocking. It was just like I had to seek treatment after that, therapy. I have a shrink. I made him eat peanuts on a sofa, though. That was pretty funny. I had him upside down. Anyway, I got to go. Check out the podcast, and we're never preempted on those apps I told you about. The one costs you money, though, so screw them anyway. Seriously, if you have to pay to listen to me, screw it. It's not worth it. I'm not worth it. For Carver High and Mavi, I'm Pharrell. Until tomorrow night at 10, good night.